Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Netter. Our topic for this week's show is choices and giving something back. We're also going to talk a little bit about our fears because those have a great bearing on the choices that we make in our lives. So for those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can always visit our website. That's www.kenpage.com. So now to begin with the first item on our topic this week, choices. In order to understand what our choices, how we make choices, I think what we really first need to talk about, Ken, is our conscious mind versus subconscious mind, because those are the two main factors that make up our choices.
Well, most people know whether they're making a choice or not, so we really have to show, help them to explain this. We're talking about the choices we make that we're not conscious of, or the choices that we end up being a part of that we didn't know were coming to us. So that's what she's talking about with these kind of choices. It's the hidden choices that keep coming up in our life.
So the conscious mind, as most of us know, that's part of our ego. It holds all of the events and the memories and the emotions that we experience in this lifetime. Our subconscious mind also holds that information, plus information from other lifetimes, dimensions, and realities.
Or other stories.
Other stories, which tend to take
be part of our life.
Make part of our life, and for many individuals, our story becomes our life.
Yep.
We are our story.
Yep.
Remember, our physical body has five senses. It sees, it hears, it touches, it smells, and it tastes. And for a lot of people, that's the only reality that exists. Because the conscious mind, after all, knows what it sees, one sense. It knows what it hears, another sense. It knows what it touches, smells, and it tastes. It actually is the mind, the part of us that deals with the physical world. So it's the part of our mind that does our thinking and our reasoning, also our doubting, our evaluating, and our judging. It weighs all the facts that are available to us, and importantly, our conscious mind is the maker of our decisions. It's the one that makes the choices. It's not necessarily the one that we should rely on for those choices, but it also is the one that makes them. What many people find challenging to understand is that our conscious mind actually doesn't create for us. It may make choices for us, but it doesn't create, because we just can't have enough input into our conscious mind that allows our conscious mind to come up with any new thoughts or new ideas. And, you know, that doesn't matter.
But this is outside your normal, everyday life. These are little excitement things that come to us. It's not capable of creating those things. It's not capable of attracting that kind of person that would create what you're dreaming of or what you imagine you could have or some kind of magical thing that you're looking for in your life.
It doesn't matter how much education you have. It also doesn't matter how much life experiences you've had versus somebody else. Your creative ideas don't originate in the conscious mind, because that's completely the domain of your imaginative self, or the subconscious mind. So now, within our subconscious mind, there's another whole depth of information there. Our subconscious mind, some people call it the unconscious mind. That's where we find love and peace and joy. That's also where we're going to get the appreciation of music or art. And that's also where we're going to have the emotions of anger and hatred and greed. Those are all held in our subconscious mind. And the reason we know this is because in working with so many people over these years and in allowing their subconscious mind to speak for themselves, to actually voice their experiences, we have determined and found that the subconscious mind holds the memory of all of our life experiences. Everything that's ever occurred to us is held in our subconscious mind.
For example, if you got hurt when you were 3 years old or you were 2 years old or any time during your childhood, that memory is held there. And so that could be when you fell down and you got hurt, and then somebody saying something that hurt your feelings, or you heard something, or you sensed something. It could even be when you're in the womb. There must be a part of us that's sensing something. We're not saying we're sensing every single thing, but do we sense a feeling, or do we sense an emotion, or do we sense a trauma? And our subconscious mind picks that up. Now, if there's a lot of feeling and emotion with that, we could take that as it's something that we have created, and yet we were just a part of it, or we were just a player in the bigger picture. We weren't the one who was causing the trouble.
See, the subconscious mind holds that place of knowing, and that place of knowing is usually the three ways in which we learn our experience. And that defines our choices for us. Visually, or by what we see, auditory, or by what we hear, and kinesthetically, by what we feel. So that individual place of knowing, that's easy to access. It's the very first thought, or the sense, or the knowing that you get. It's whatever you first perceive. And sometimes it sounds like a very quiet voice of knowing, or a very soft inner way that you speak to yourself. And we call that the higher self. That comes directly from that individual place of the subconscious mind.
And a lot of people perceive it different ways, but it basically, this easiest way is when you're doing something you love, or you're in that place of reading or enjoying, listening to music, and you get that knowing, just that quiet, still knowing that something's right. And there seems to be an energy with it, or a life force that it's very powerful with it, that quiet stillness. But most people aren't trained to find that stillness, because we are a society that stuffs everything we can into our senses to feel like we're in control of everything that's going on around us. And until we can find that quiet stillness, sometimes we don't get that little quiet, or that little voice inside us, or that little intuitive knowing.
And quietness and stillness doesn't have to come from sitting in a corner, or sitting on a chair, or sitting in a couch meditating. It can come when you're walking. It can come when you're gardening. It can come when you're playing with your animal. There's all ways in which you can learn how to just get quiet with your mind. And if you go to some of these shows that we have archived, you'll find that we have given a number of different techniques to quiet your mind.
A really good way is just to work out or do some kind of exercise. And boy, after you get done exercising, there's a part of you that just wants to sit and be quiet. And that's when we get that intuitive knowing or insight.
So that's that first information. Now there's a second wave of information from what we heard or saw or felt or sensed. And that's usually the ego or the conscious mind intervening. Remember, your ego, the main job of it is to survive. It's got to make sure that you're going to survive. And it usually comes through very loud and clear and may attempt to override that subconscious mind. So sometimes the very first thing that comes into your mind doesn't make any sense. It seems to sound strange. It seems to be weird. And so your conscious mind begins to doubt it. It begins to judge it. And the ego says, wait, I can't believe that. And one reason that information may not make any sense to us immediately is because our conscious mind is the judger. Our conscious mind makes judgment about incoming information, and that is based on the perceptions that we've had in our present life experience. Everything that's happened to us from the time we're born until now, our conscious mind, you know, it knows that part anyway, and so it's going to judge whether the information that comes into your subconscious mind is right or wrong.
Well, let me ask you this, Nancy. When I went to art college and they would have us change the way we were drawing every few weeks or so we had a different kind of style. And what they told us is we couldn't use reds and oranges or bright colors. They wanted us to use quieter colors because some of those brighter colors would overwhelm the picture. So as soon as they told me that, my mind said, I'm going to use all bright colors. I don't care. I'm going to master doing that. So what part of this would that come from? Is that that rebellious part of me or that part that says, I don't understand that part?
I have to tell you, we have some incredible pictures, and they have lots of reds and oranges because he was told not to use red and orange. So some of that, I believe, our conscious mind has as an ego sense and says, well, you know, there's that also that issue of power and control. Those are the choices that we make in our life, and our choices are defined by who we are. But our choices are also defined by our beliefs.
But we take many of us who have been successful in some way or stood out from the group, we started doing something that they said we couldn't do or something they said wasn't allowed or there was rules for it, and we saw through that rules or through that space. So is that our higher self actually overriding that part of that program, or what is that?
Well, I don't know if the higher self overrides the program that tells you to paint in red and orange when your teacher says not to. I think that, Ken, you have the choice of understanding whether your higher self said that or not.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to allow you that choice.
And I'm going to say it did. Okay. My higher self was reds, yellows, and oranges, and pretty colors.
And you know, the feelings and emotions in your subconscious mind, it actually is stronger and can govern what your conscious mind chooses. So you may have had more feelings and emotions that lended towards brighter, more creative, more imaginative colors, and that overwhelmed, so to speak, or overrode what your conscious mind was hearing, which was use softer colors in your painting.
Yeah, and that could be the same thing with music. When we each, hear a certain type of music, we feel more inspiration than other types of music. So we all have found those little pockets of that magical connection that we know is right for us.
So while our subconscious mind may not make our decisions, the feelings and the emotions that are held within our subconscious certainly can exert a great deal of influence on our conscious mind when we can make the choices in our life. And that's what we've been talking about so far, is the choices that we have. So now, there's another part. Remember, we were talking earlier about the conscious mind also being the one that judges whether the information that we receive is right or wrong. But the subconscious mind doesn't judge. It just contains the information. So once we get that information, once we allow the answer that's within us, then we can get something that we can trust and that we can use. So now, if you went to one of our archive shows, it's called Is It Higher Self or Is It Ego? You can learn how to communicate with your higher self. You can learn to receive the information that your subconscious mind holds for you that doesn't judge. Remember, it's just holding that information there, ready to download like a computer bank.
And this is so important. If there's nothing else you get out of any of these shows, if you just learn the simple techniques, because there are techniques for everything. Techniques for seeing auras, techniques for lucid dreaming, techniques for all this information is just techniques and it's practice, but the higher self communication and trusting your own intuitive higher self is so important because it also gives you that connection. And all of a sudden, you can be alone, but you're not lonely. You can have a magical place. So your higher self communication is so deeply important.
So when we go back to talking about the choices that we have, this is the choice that you have. You have the choice to listen. You have the choice not to listen. You have the choice to listen and do something about it. You have the choice to listen and not do anything about it. So those are the active choices that you have. So many people say, I have no choice. I am stuck. I'm trapped. We hear this all the time, individuals who say they have no choice in their own life. And we have to step back and say, but you do, even the fact that you are making no choice is your choice. Feeling that you are the victim in a situation is your choice.
Well, we're talking about now whether we're creators or we're victims. And of course, this is a philosophy that Nancy and I follow, but we're hoping, I guess we're praying that there's an evolution with our soul or our spirit, and each one of us are evolving. And evolvement would be to master the different conditions we as humans put on Earth. It's to evolve into a way that we don't no longer have to be in these older conditions or older situations, and to where we have choices to get out or to stop the energetics of the patterns that we get into that make us feel victimized or trapped. So we're just talking about a choice. Of course, it's a philosophy, this victim-savior thing, because when somebody does something to us, how do we not feel victimized by it? How do we feel that our subconscious, in some ways, attracted that unless there's an evolution, unless somebody is, let's say we're learning about power and control on the deepest level. That's why we picked our parents. That's why we picked our society, our culture, is to learn that. But why wouldn't we keep attracting controlling people for us to take our own power? And so subconsciously, we keep attracting them. That means energetically, I keep attracting another person who is controlling, so I will eventually take my own power.
Even if you can't agree with the philosophy, and we're not asking you to agree with our philosophies, this is what we have found true for us. Even if your philosophy only goes to the fact that, well, these are my experiences. My experiences tell me this. This is what my experiences have formed my beliefs. My beliefs, you're going to say, that's how I am. And we're not asking you to change that. Your beliefs govern your life choices. And that's what we want to show you. That's all that we're attempting to do, is to attempt to let you see that a belief, an idea, is going to govern the choices that you make. It also governs whether you feel that you're a victim, or whether you feel that you are not a victim, or whether you even feel that you have other choices. Because if your beliefs, remember I just said that those govern your life choices. If your beliefs and your ideas are not positive, but they're negative, or they're in a depressed state, then you can usually expect to experience all of the fearful events that you anticipate. You're expecting fearful things, so guess what? You're going to get fearful things. Because your beliefs say that, you're giving energy to your beliefs, you've made a choice to give energy, you've made a choice to experience that, and you're going to receive it. If your belief, on the other hand, is open and contains a compassionate feeling for yourself, then your subconscious mind could be the gateway that says to your conscious mind, okay, I can believe something different. I can make a different choice for myself.
And, you know, as we're kind of talking through the different chapters in the book, The Way It Works, I was reading here a little while ago, just going over the material, and I was looking at that, and it said my issues were clear to me, and this was something about, I think I wrote this thing, we wrote this thing about 18, 19 years ago. My issues were clear to me. I have issues of trust. Okay, I have defined that. I've seen this over and over and over and over and over, so I know I have issues of trust, abandonment, separation, betrayal, power and control. And I probably have, you know, so many others, but those are the ones that I recognize when energetically I am in it. So when I attract these people, or when this kind of energy comes around, and now you think about 17 years, I've identified it, and yet I'm still reacting. But how am I reacting? I'm reacting in a way that I know what it is, and I can step back, and I can decide to engage or not to engage, or just to witness. But I recognize what my issues are what the things I fear were, or how I was evolving. Now, And I have a choice not to do it. So maybe the greatest choice I have is to not do anything about this any longer. I can just watch it or witness it or let the other person do it and me not react that way.
And see, that's the recognition that we're asking you to see for yourself, that you have many choices. Even if you feel that there is a situation in your life that you have no control over and therefore you have no choice, your choice could be not to react to a situation that you have no control over, that it's totally out of your hands. And the choice may be to just surrender, to allow it to unfold, to see what happens. There is also a choice of whether you feel that that issue that's before you, the condition that's in your life, is something that you've been dealing with for a long time. Then you have yet another choice in it.
And then you say, gosh, after 17 years, this guy hasn't got it. He must be really a dense guy. And then I can say to you also, when it comes to relationships, our personal love relationships or our family or our kids, that's where you're going to continue to get it. You can find outside, you can find in other ways, you can find somewhat a bit more balance. But boy, when they're right next to you or they're in your face, it's always a challenge. So when it comes to relationships, that will be the place where all of us are working out these last things that bring us some peace in our life, but have cost us a lot of anxiety or a lot of turmoil.
Usually we don't realize that we can make choices because we don't understand what's going on. And when we don't understand what's going on in our life, we feel trapped, we feel stuck, and that's when we say, all right, I have no choice. Well, if we can accept that this is my issue, this is something that keeps coming back for me, and maybe it is about love, maybe it is about a relationship, maybe it is something else about having compassion for somebody else. So what we didn't master in the past is drawn to us in this lifetime.
Okay, so now we're going to take a short break.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-2255. 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Today we've been talking about choices and giving something back. And we're going to continue on this thing about choices, but we're looking at our fears and our
issues.
We don't want to call it fears, because our fears do become issues after we recognize what they are, right? Or we have a choice how to react to them. So there are different choices. And what we want to do is actually become one of not being reactive, okay? That would be the greatest choice, is not to react.
So in the last segment, one of the things that we were talking about was the fact that what we didn't master in the past was drawn to us in this lifetime because of what we didn't understand. And when we don't understand something, it can make us fearful, and it can make us feel like we have no choice over it. We have no control, therefore we have no choice, and therefore we feel trapped and stuck. And that goes back to whether or not we feel like we're a victim. And all of that goes back to what our conscious mind says is going on in our life. But it's the subconscious mind that's going to continue to recreate things for us over and over and over until we begin to look at our issues. And yes, it means looking at our fears. So what I fear the most, I have to pay attention to, because that could be an issue for me. And unless I can I can energetically understand it, or understand it through my information that I communicate back and forth with myself through my own subconscious mind, that's how I realize how I'm creating my reality. And I create my reality based on my choices.
Now, this was several years ago, but I had this the greatest fear, or just a real, you know, I used to be a businessman, an entrepreneur, and I had a lot of money at the time and power, and several of my closest people around me had died, had cancer or had a stroke, and it didn't matter how much money you had or what the resources you had, there was nothing you could do, and they passed away. So that was like my greatest fear, was death. And it wasn't about me dying. It was about losing somebody I loved. And so that's when I decided I had to join the hospice, or I had to be around death in a controlled way. I didn't want to be in an out-of-control way. That means somebody would lose. I would lose somebody that I knew, but I could help somebody that was passing on to learn about the dynamics, or what the energetics, or what the beauty of the transformation was. So I put myself in a place of allowing myself to be in my worst fear in the gentlest way that I could be in it. And it was the same way with yesterday. I received a phone call. I mean, I was doing a phone remote session, and this fellow was talking about his greatest fear, and it was about being in the public. So what did we talk about? We talked about him joining the Toastmasters, thank you. And then he could practice it in a way that the people wouldn't judge it, and he could do it over and over and over again until he found some peace with it. And so when he ever got put in a situation again, when he had to talk, he would be okay with it. So he's putting himself in a place of looking at these things.
Well, then that goes back to choices. When we talk about our fears and our issues, you know, do I have a fear of being a failure? Do I have a fear that I'm not going to be good enough? I'm a female, and females in our society have not always been looked upon as being good enough. In fact, in many cultures today, they're still looked upon as being subservient or not good enough or not equal. And many women in professional activities have a great fear of failure in front of a male. Why? Because, first, they're a woman. Second, they want to be an equal, and so in their profession, they wouldn't want to fail. So whether it was another man, a man might not want to fail, but if it's a woman, the woman would have a double whammy against her because, first, I don't want to fail because I'm a professional, and second, because I'm a woman failing to a man.
Well, I know. I can tell you right away how to fix that. Forbes, I just read the top 100 women. You know, all you have to do is be one of them, and then you don't have to worry about failure at all.
So are those issues that generate how we choose what we're creating in our life? Well, one would have to say absolutely yes. Everything that we believe and everything that we have an idea about is going to create the choice that will then define our reality for us. So if I am afraid of something, regardless of what my fear is, but if I am afraid of something, that's going to affect how I'm going to make a choice to create. And therefore, it's going to limit my creation.
Well, here's just something else. If she has a fear or has anxiety or has something with it, that's energetic. And that energetically keeps attracting a like energy, a like people that have the same type of fear, the same type of anxiety. And we start running that kind of energy subconsciously. We're not conscious until it's in our face. And then all of a sudden we're overwhelmed by it because it triggers different things that have happened in our life back to when I was young or I was 16 and somebody had done something really bad, and it triggers all those emotions. And guess what? It's still in my body. It's still in different places that triggers that. And, you know, I've been working with people in this... in the new way that we've developed, but that's not what I'm selling. But I can actually taste a chemical reaction to an emotion that the person's having as they're releasing. So what's in their body are chemical reactions to a fear or an emotion they have that they're still wearing in their conscious.
Well, you can have that. You know that yourself. If there is something that you are fearful of, or if there is something that has suddenly occurred, you will find yourself having an acid stomach. That is a chemical in your own physical body that's going to react in a way to something exterior that you've attracted so that you can look and say, why am I fearful of that? Is that one of my issues? So one of the things that we're going to do now is we're going to continue talking about our fears, because they do bring about the choices that we make. But we also want to talk a little bit more in our next segment about how we can give something back. So make sure you stay tuned to The Way It Works here on HealthyLife.net.
We'll be right back. Take a short break.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at gnc.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about choices, and we're going to talk about giving back. Now we want to discuss ways we can do that, and ways we can look at the bigger picture, because many of us get caught up in these dynamics and we can't see past them, just the our own emotions or all these feelings seems to close down on us.
So we've talked an awful lot in this segment about the choices and about our fears, and when Ken says, you know, how it closes down on us, when we're fearful about something, we close down on ourselves. Our conscious mind says, oh, I can't do anything about this, so I'm just going to stay stuck. Maybe I don't have any choice, so I can't even trust whether I'm going to be able to make a good choice or not. So one of the things that we wanted to do is say it's important that we have to look at our fears. Because if we can experience our creations, look at them honestly, then we're not a victim anymore. If we can absolutely accept responsibility for who we are, how we've done something, then we have to realize that we're not a victim. I have created this, either consciously or subconsciously, but how do I trust that I have created it? Well, you know, there's an easy way to establish, we talked earlier, there's an easy way to establish how we can trust the information that we get from our subconscious mind. And when we get that information, when we continue to allow that to happen, then we can understand that that's true. Then we can trust it. We don't have to go look somewhere else or depend on someone else for any of our answers. And once we can establish that the information that we're receiving is truth for us, then we can be confident and we can be certain that our choices are there. And that's what we want you to see, is that you have a range of choices, many, 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 many choices. So if there is something that you're fearful about and your fears are keeping you out of the present moment, you're not going to be able to make the choices that you want in your life. They could be preventing you from moving on. And they keep you stuck right in that same moment. They interfere with your ability even to love yourself.
Do you know that we hear people all over the world, and most people, I would say 80%, tell me they feel stuck.
Absolutely. Okay. Trapped, stuck, confined.
And all they, forward. Because they're starting to become aware that they are continuing to create some of the things that they have created in the past. And they're absolutely at that place of being stuck and saying, I won't create anything new because I will not create. Anything I create will be my past, so I won't do anything. And they just kind of freeze. And we see it all over. I cannot tell you. At every walk of life.
So you see, there's a little bit of a reality check here when we realize that we are creating our reality, when we realize and absolutely accept that everything that exists in my reality is because of my own creation, which was as a result of my choices, oh my goodness, then everything says, well, if my choices and my creating are creating this, I certainly don't want to make any new choices, so I'm going to stay exactly where I am, and I'm not going to do anything new, because I don't want to create more of what I've already chosen for myself. I want to create something different, but how do I do that?
Well, we know, and we've told you in many of the radio shows, that you can go on our website, and we have many, many techniques for changing your vibration. Remember, your vibration, and we can call it many things, your frequency, your the way you resonate, how light you are. There are many techniques for continuing to change that. Remember, this whole thing about loving yourself, it's this, you know, people talk about metaphysics all day long, but how do you love yourself more than you've been loved? And somebody loved you 10 times more than you love yourself. Could you even feel it or sense it based on the way you had been loved? So we have to keep allowing ourselves to love what we don't like about ourselves. And many of us have physical things around us that aren't perfect anymore, but we have to love them. Once we love them, then it can change. If we don't love it, it can't change because it's made up of things that have happened to us in the past that reflect things we didn't like.
Well, see, it's actually easier for us to acknowledge the things that are wrong. Because we say, well, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and this isn't right, and this makes me feel like a victim, and I don't have any choice, and I'm stuck and I'm trapped. But it's also really important to acknowledge that we have positive things in our lives, and we've helped to create positives in our life and in the lives of others. So if we, in the past, created certain things, isn't it possible that we could keep ourselves from creating the things we do want because of the fear of creating something more? So here's a question. What if you were to have everything you wanted? Do you think someone might hurt you then or take what you have, or someone else might not like you anymore because now you have everything you wanted and they don't? So, and all, here's another question. Do you even feel like you deserve it?
Well, maybe this is a good time to go into this whole thing about receiving, because it's a really big deal, okay?
Well, remember, that's an issue that goes back to power and control. Most individuals don't feel that they deserve to have even some good things in their life or to have choices. They can't accept that having a wonderful relationship or a family or friends
Well, that's being hard. Just remember, receiving means you're out of control. If I gave you right now everything you want, you would feel like you were out of control. So power and control are very much the dynamics in receiving. If you give all the time, if you're a caretaker all the time, and that's all you do is give, it's very challenging to receive. You almost feel uncomfortable. You feel out of control. You feel like you don't know what's going to happen by them continuing to give you something. So this is a big, big issue for many, many, many of us.
And you know why? Because it's about receiving. For example, if I'm going to give you something, I get to control it. I control how I give it, when I give it, what I'm giving. I also get to control who I'm giving it to. If I'm receiving, I don't make any of those choices. I don't have the control of whether or not I get to receive it, how I receive it, or when I'm going to receive it and how much and in what manner. So then it makes me feel out of control, and that could be another one of my fears, and that's going to stop me from my choices.
But that's like the universe giving us something. But yet, I can't receive something. I don't understand what it's going to be, or I can't control. So can the universe even give you what you're asking for if you can't? If you're uncomfortable about receiving and where it takes you?
So we're going to talk more about giving back and receiving, and we're also going to talk about how do we help someone who hasn't asked for our help. Make sure to stay tuned to HealthyLife.net Radio.
We're going to go for now a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about choices and giving back. Now we're going to be talking about receiving and the different ways that we can receive and be open to it.
And also how we're going to help people who haven't really asked for our help. That's something a lot of people want the choice to be able to do. So in our talking about receiving in the very last segment, we were talking about how that says that we're out of control because we cannot control how we receive. And so it's important that we acknowledge that there's lots of positive gifts that are available to us, and we don't want to self-sabotage ourselves subconsciously. And by subconsciously sabotaging ourselves, what I'm saying is that when we stop creating, or we think that we're stuck and we can't choose any, make any new choices, that's us sabotaging ourselves subconsciously.
But even when, you know, even taking that thing about creating, when you create something, whether it's writing or music or dancing or anything, what you want to do is do it and not be judged, not compare yourself to others. Just do it because you feel good. Do it because you like playing or you like being in that creative flow.
Yes.
But when you bring others into judging or comparing your creation to somebody else, you know, I was just thinking about that, and I just told Nancy, you know, we have such a large library of people who are really, really good writers. And you know what? I don't think I'm a really good writer. I just write my ideas. I write what I believe, but I'm not that good. I'm not the best. And it's okay for me just to be who I am and to write my ideas or to write my beliefs, but don't compare myself to who is the best or who has really developed the skills.
So to overcome that subconscious sabotage, just acknowledge yourself, accept your own creation, enjoy your moment with yourself. Just be present and enjoy the fact that you're doing something that you've chosen, that you've created, that allows you to receive whatever good things are going to come into your life, and acknowledge that there's lots of good stuff you've got going on in your life.
And remember, you got to continue to do, look up those different techniques, the technique for keeping yourself clear, techniques for changing your center. Remember being fluid versus being solid. There's a lot of good things you can do to help yourself.
So as we create our future, it's better to look now at the things that we might be afraid of and find peace with our feelings and have some love for ourselves. Then we can change our vibration and not be so fearful. Learn to help others. Now, that brings up another question. How do we help someone else? And there's so many people that we want to be able to help, but they haven't asked for our help. They haven't come and said, I want your help. But we know they need help. So what do we do?
Well, this alone can be a whole show. You know, it's being able to sit. What we say to do is to go to a group, go to somebody who is a charity, and offer your time and give your time away. And that is the best way to learn about receiving or understanding what's happening in the dynamics. But many people just want to send energy or send some kind of feeling to them, but don't want to take the time to support them in some way, or don't have the time to support them in some way. But they're trying to find a quick fix for that feeling they have. And I don't know any quick fix, but to allow yourself and to give a physical time to that emotion or to that group.
Because when we are wanting to help someone and they've not asked for our help, then we're making a determination that we have something that they need. Well, maybe they don't feel they need that. But then if I say, well, yes, of course, but I know that if they had this or this or this, then it would be better. Their life would be better, and I can help make that choice for them. Well, then we are putting ourselves in the role, just what we talked about earlier. We are putting ourselves in the role of being a creator, but we're also putting them in the role of being a victim. The role that we said we don't want to have, we don't want to be a victim. We want to recognize that we have choices. And just as we want to have our own choices, we want others to recognize that they have choices. And one of their choices is to ask for help. But if they don't ask for help, there are other ways that we can still help them. Maybe it's by cooking a meal and taking it over to them if they're sick. Or maybe it's just by listening when they talk, even though they don't say, I want you to listen. So there are subtle ways that we can do things without having to enforce our own opinions or our own judgments to keep them in their victim role.
But many of us can relate to that in a way. Somebody in your life, you got in a problem and you bailed them out. And then they got in a bigger problem and you went and bailed them out. And then they got into such a big problem that you couldn't bail them out. So are they learning? Is there some kind of evolution that we've taken away at the first?
Yeah, have we empowered them to stay victims?
I don't know. It's a question that, you know, we ask ourselves, and you'll have to ask yourself, at what point do we interfere with somebody else evolving? And by physically being there and trying to support them by doing something for them physically is a good way to let that energy go within us.
And that allows us to stay out of the judgment role of calling them a victim. Receive one of the things that we want to help you understand is that you have many choices for yourself. And just as you have many choices for yourself, so does the person that you're trying to help. They have many choices for themselves. They have the choice to create their own life experience and responsibility to assume that we are humans totally having our own real life and that we're creating it moment by moment for ourselves. That's the way we learn to love ourselves, we learn to have compassion for others, and we let them be their own creators.
Okay, I think it's a good show.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today. We invite you to listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Everything you've heard on our show today, you can find it on our website, www.kenpage.com. So you can also email us at office@kenpage.com. We're giving away free books to the first 10 people that email us, and let us know that you heard us right here on The Way It Works at HealthyLife.net. So make sure you come in and listen to us often.
This is from Ken Page and Nancy Nestor.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.